So let's begin.
So the last thing we discussed, we were discussing a lot of the different components here about Chalipin and Kiddushei Kesef. The last thing we were discussing was the view of the Rajba, which I do want to finish discussing, and then we'll move on to the next Gemara. So just to remind everybody where we were, the Ran and the Rajba. So the Gemara here on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph explains that that the Mishnah's Gimel Devarim excludes two things, perhaps, or one of two things, either chuppah or chalipin. We've been discussing the chalipin part. And basically, we discussed the Rambam and the Tosas Rid. Everybody has a different perush here, a very, very, very extensive topic. And then we discussed chalipin. But one more perush I wanted to discuss that we discussed towards the end, and that was the Ram. So the way that the Ram reads the Gemara is as follows. The Gemara says, Lemutei Chalipin. The Gemara says, Sokatai Techamina. This is five lines up from the bottom of the page. That whole the Gemara, Kicha Kicha Misteafron, Masan and Mekanya Bechalipin, Afishanam and Mekanya Bechalipin. Same Gemara that we've read for the last few weeks. Kamash Milan, that Chalipin doesn't work in Kiddushin. And again, the Gemara challenges it. The Gemara says, Ve'ema Hachanami. Why not say that it does? Why doesn't it work? So the Gemara says Chalipin is Snayu b'Pachus b'Pruta Shava Pruta b'Isha b'Pachus b'Shava Pruta lo Mekanya Nafsh. And we've discussed Rashi and Tosas Rid and Rambam, all the different Perushim. Each one is very has a world of its own to open up. So the last one I wanted to discuss was the Ran. The Ran interprets the Gemara in the following way, because all the Rishonim are bothered by the same question, and that is, just because Chalipin is possible with less than a pruta excludes even chalipin with a pruta? Right? Why not just say that if you give an isha a pruta or more, that the kiddushin will be chal, and if you give less, then it won't be chal? So the Ran basically says, yes, the havamin of the Gemara, all the other Rishonim except for the Ran say, well, the havamin of the Gemara knew that you could be that chalipin is a snayu b'pachas misham a pruta. They knew that even before the answer. So what were they thinking? The answer is what they were thinking is that if you're Mekadesh with more than a pruta, the Kiddushin will be chal. If you're Mekadesh with less than a pruta, the Kiddushin will not be chal. And then the answer of the Gemara is, no. Even if you're Mekadesh with more, since you could have been Mekadesh with less, that taints the whole project. The Ran says, no, that's not what's going on in the Gemara. What's going on in the Gemara is that the Gemara originally thought that if you were Mekadesh with a kli, less than a pruta, the kiddushin would be chal, even though in the marketplace it's worth less than a pruta. And basically what the Gemara's answer is, no. Since chalipin is nayu b'pachas mi pruta, the isha b'pachas mi pruta malo mekanya nafsha, therefore being mekadesh with less than a pruta does not work. So the point is as follows. According to the Ran, right, the Havamina, what the Gemara thought before it rejected it, seems very radical. Because the Mishnah says that there's a debate between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai whether or not Kiddushin is with a Pruta or Kiddushin is with a Dinar. But the minimum is Beis Hillel, who say that it's with a Pruta. So how could the Gemara ever think that you could be Mekadesh with an object worth less than a Pruta, and it would work? That seems to be against an explicit Mishnah. So the Ran himself, in discussing this question, does answer this question. The Ran says, well, the reason is because since you're giving a kli, which is a davar mesuyam and a davar chashuv, so you might have thought that that is good enough. In other words, the chashivus of a kli substitutes for the absence of a value of pruta. That's the Ran's reading. If you look at the Ran very quickly, we have it in our sheets here, and we have it in the back of the Gemara. It doesn't matter where you read it from, but just to read the line, just to show you that the very radical reading of the Gemara, but a very important one. This is on page 4. Okay? And it's lines, if you look at it, it's line starting from line 27, just to make it quicker. Everybody have it? Page 4, line 27. We say, Lefi Daiti, Shtei kushios halalu ha'achas meturetzes b'chaberta. Okay. And they are that is the following idea. Dimikara hachi makshinan. Originally, the Gemara asked the following question. Solka daita chamina shekinyan chalipin b'chlau kicha haksuva b'kiddushin. We would have thought that chalipin would work. It would be included in kiddushe kasef or in kicha. The chalipin b'toras kasef mahani. Chalipin would be a let's say, you know, it would be a satellite, we'll call it, right, or permutation of kasef. The afal gav the hashtanami svirle the chalipin isnai b'pachas b'shar pruta. Even though we know, even as we're thinking, right, that maybe this kiddushe chalipin would work b'toras kasef, we already know that in theory you could have a chalipin with less than a pruta. Afilohachi, says the Ran, Efshar, perhaps, the kivin de be'ina buhu kli, since chalipin requires an object, a utensil, right? The davar misuyam, and not only a kli, but a kli that is defined, meaning has a certain integrity to the kli, kid'isa b'perakazav, davar chashuv hu, it's considered to be a matter of value or significance, afapi she'eno shava pruta, even though it's not worth a pruta. Kidamrinan, as we said in another Gemara, this is a Gemara in Shavuos, which becomes very important. The Gemara in Shavuos notes that hoda requires, when you're moda b'miktsas, you have to be moda, you have to admit something that's worth a pruta. However, the Gemara seems to say you don't really need a pruta, but according to the girsa that we have in the Gemara there, Ma kli davar chashuv d'mishim hachyamin and tanu beis machtin v'hoda v'achad mayam. If you have a din Torah about two machtin, what's it called? Needles, right? So, and you admit one and you deny one. Chayiv diyatsu kelim l'mashen. Even though a needle, right, is typically worth less than a pruta. In the market. Kidi'i, so you get two needles or three needles for a pruta. Let's assume, for the moment. Right? Kidi'i said perek shavus adayanim. Nonetheless, the din of hoda'ah, which the Mishnah, this is very important, in Shavua, in Bab Metzia, Mishnah says, hey prutosein, there are five halachos, which have the shiur of a pruta. One of them is kiddushin, one of them is ein bezdin nizkokin, the pachos mishav pruta. A din Torah is not going to take place if the value, you know, that is being discussed is less than a pruta. Meila requires a pruta. Gezel requires a pruta. There are five examples. So one of them is hoda of moda b'miktsas. So, but yet the Gemara in Shavuos, according to that girsa, seems to say that lav dafka pruta, if it's a kli, yatsu kelim Lamashahing, either a pruta, if we're talking about money, currency, or a kli. The kivin shekein, ikalamemar dimitoris kesef konin, that maybe a kli less than a pruta is good even for kiddushin. Ubeklal ki yikachnenu. Umahadrinan, and then the Gemara answers, iafshar, the kinin chalipinisa bechal ki yikach, tanan sadi di shepachim shar pruta, afila bekli shalem, lo mekanya nafsha. No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work because even if it's a kli shalem, she is not going to be happy with this kind of a kinyan. Hilkach vaday kishomer kasev kikach in kinyan chalipin bechlalo shilukein hayaaf pakos mishaver pruta bechlal viyefshar umeata bedamim dibra kasev lo bechalipin. The way that the Ran reads the Gemara is it's all or nothing. If we felt that chalipin was a form of kesef, then in Achanami you could be Mekadesh even with less than a pruta. Since we think you can't use less than a pruta, we think that even more than a pruta of chalipin is excluded. That's the Ran.
So according to the Ran, you need the word of the Gemara that says that we compare the Kikachim
Steyachon. No, that's because that's all part of the perspective, part of the Havamina, that chalipin is a permutation of Kesef.
But the fact that chalipin is good by
It's not. It's that. It's more than that. It's kicha kicha mstefron is the source of kesef.
Right.
So what all we're saying is that chalipin is a form of kesef. The havamina was of chalipin is a form of kesef, and if that were to be true, then even if it was worth less than a pruta, that would be fine. And the kamashmulan and the maskana is that no, that kind of chalipin is not a form of kesef for kiddushin because of lo makanya nafsha, and therefore all of it is excluded. But the kicha kicha b'stayafron is based on the assumption, like the Balei Tosfos in that regard, that chalipin is a permutation or a form of kesef. That's the idea. Now, what's fascinating about this whole discussion is that the Ran, I mean, has an example in Hodah, but he doesn't really flesh out, you know, what does it mean that you could ever think that a kli, less than a pruta, could substitute for a pruta. But just to make it clearer, the Ran is not the first person to come up with this idea, although his version of it is unique. The first person to come up with it is the Rashba. The Rashba in Masechet Shavuos, on that very Gemara that the Ran quotes about Moda B'Miktsas and Yatsu Machatin or Kalim L'mashehen, on that very Gemara, the Rashba says, Ani Mistapek. Says, I'm not sure. He bears his soul, right? He says, I really don't know, I'm not 100% sure, whether or not Kiddushin, right, which the Mishnah says in beginning of the Masechet, Kiddushin requires a pruta or a shava pruta, I'm not sure whether or not you can't get away with less than a pruta if it's a kli. And then he goes on to say, after all, in Moda B'Miktsas, certainly it does work, even with less than a pruta, if it's a kli. And then he discusses, you know, of the five, some, it seems to him, clearly require an actual shava pruta. Some, you could definitely get away with a kli less. And some, he's mistapek, like kiddushin. So that is where this idea first gets explicated, namely the idea that when you need a pruta, you can get away with a kli, which is worth less. And the question again is, what does it mean? With the Rashba, it's even more intriguing because the Rashba is mistapek lahalacha. Not just, the Ran is saying, oh, this is a havamina of the Gemara, but we reject it. The Rashba is really mistapek lahalacha. It's more intriguing than that because by being mistapek, where does that leave us with the Rashba? Meaning, if I take the view that less than a pruta, but a kli, is the equivalent of a pruta, right? Then it should work for all the five cases. If I think it's not, it should work for none. How could it be that it definitely works for some, it definitely doesn't work for others, and there's a third category in which we're not sure, right? So what that necessarily means for the Rashba, and by extension, to explain the Ran, is the following idea. And that is that apparently, the din of Shavapruta typically, right, has two elements. And the question is, do you need both? Do you need either? Or is it one or the other in a particular context? And those two are the following. Right? On the one hand, as we've explained, a Shavapruta is typically the Rubicon. It is the minimum for shame kesef. If something is less than a pruta, we typically don't treat it as money, because that's the lowest denomination, right, that we treat as kesef. On the other hand, sometimes maybe, so therefore, let me explain. Therefore, when you need a shavapruta or a pruta in a particular area of halacha, it's quite possible you don't really need the amount of a pruta per se. What you need is the minimum shem kesef. But there could be other halachos where you need a shiur of shavapruta. Just like, for example, according to Beis Shammai in Kiddushin, right, you need a dinar. Now, Beis Shammai agrees that less than a dinar is money. He just doesn't think that for Kiddushei Kesef, money is sufficient. He's not arguing about what constitutes money or value. He's saying, you know what? You need a certain amount, a quantity in addition to the quality of Shem Kesef. Or Pidgin HaBen. You need five Sloim for Pidgin HaBen. No one thinks that less than five Sloim is not Kesef, or not a Sela. When you say Erki Alai, right, and you commit yourself, you know, in that way to giving a certain value, you know, to Hekdesh, right, that value is not the minimum of Shem Kesef. It's a certain quantitative sum that corresponds to the, you know, value associated, whatever that means, that there can be a monetary value that is associated with human beings, you know, of a certain gender and a certain age. So when we speak about Shavak Pruta, these two things come together, they convert. Typically, a Shavak Pruta has a double function. On the one hand, it's a Shem Kesef, and on the other hand, it's an amount. It's an amount like dinar is an amount, like five slime is an amount, and so on. So what the Rajba is really being the stopache, now when you step back and you think about it, so what's the Rajba really saying? What he's saying is, you see from the Gemara about Moda B'miktsas, according to the Girsa of Machatin, that even though you need a pruta, you can get away with something which is less than a pruta. So is it a pruta or is it not a pruta? The answer is, it has a shame of shovi, it has erech, right? Because it's functional. But in the marketplace, you can get three of them for a pruta. So it's not worth a pruta. So what you have is exactly a situation of, according to those Rishonim, Shem Kesef, Bili Shior Shavapruta. So now, what's the Rajba Safek? The Rajba is saying, when the Mishnah says, Hey Prutos Hey, right, are they all Bechada Machta? Are they all one Halacha? And if so, what is that Halacha? Is that Halacha the minimum of Shem Kesef? In which case, everything should also work maybe with a Kli, which is even pachas mipruta? Is everything a shiur, a quantitative shiur of shava pruta, in which case nothing should work with a kli if it's less than a pruta? Or maybe there are two dinim in the midst. Some of the prutos are shame kesef, and the others are shiur shava pruta, in which case kesef will, the kli will work for some, and not for others, and that's why his mistapek is kiddushin, one of those that in which pruta is like a sela, or a dinar, a shir shovi, or is kiddushin one of those where the shem kesef is what we really care about? Maybe there's a difference between moda b'miktsas, kiddushe kesef, gezel, me'ila, ein bezin niskak and pachas mishava pruta. Maybe they're not all the same, in which case we have to figure out each one according to its thing. Now, in light of that, when you go back and you think about that's what the Ran was saying. The Ran was saying, listen, you might say that Chalipin is a form of Kesef, and but Chalipin is Nayu B'Pachas Mipruta. Okay, it's a Kli, and therefore you can be Mekadesh with a Kli, which is less than a Pruta. Kamash Malan, it doesn't work that way. Now, we'll get to the Kamash Malan in just a second. It sounds like what the Rajba's mistopic about in Shavuos, the Ran thought was a Havamina and rejected in the Maskan of Argamar. So, in light of this, let's take the following question. Let's go back to the Rajba for a minute. So the Rajba formulates this Safek in Masechet Shavuos. What happens if you're Mekadesh with a Kli less than a Pruta but has function? Is that Mekudeshes or not? He raises that Safek Lahalacha. Right? So the question is, what does he do with Argamara? So the Ksos HaChoshen in Simen Peches, Sif Katan Aleph, asks this question. He says, there's this Rajba, this is what he says, right? It's a little hard to understand what he's getting at, but forget about that. Isn't it just against the explicit Gemara in Masechet Kiddushin of Gimel Amud Aleph? Because the Gemara says that the reason that we exclude Chalipin is, Chalipin is Nayu B'Pachas Mishava Pruta, the Isha B'Pachas Mishava Pruta, Lo Mekanya Nafsha. So if the Gemara says explicitly that the reason the whole category of Chalipin, even if you use Lamalami Pruta, right, even that is excluded because of the case, of the scenario of less than a Pruta in a case of a Kli, so obviously the Gemara rejects this idea. Why does Rajva mistop it?
The Rajva not talking about Kinyan Chalipin.
Okay.
Because
He's saying the whole chalipin is no good because chalipin can take place with less than a pruta. And since it can take place with less than a pruta, everything is excluded. What's the big deal of taking place with less than a pruta? Why is that a pagam according to the Rashba? So you may be onto something, but you have to formulate it better. Meaning, is there something about it being in the context of chalipin in particular that makes it worse than it would be in the context of kesef? I can understand why it might be better. Can it also be worse? That we need to be able to explain that it's worse if we're going to get out of this problem. So the ksos, so you're on the right track. The ksos in Simen Peches, Sif Katnalif, asks this question against the Rashba, and there, meaning in the ksos, he throws up his hands, and he says, I don't have a good answer. The Nesivos, also in Simen Peches, quotes the ksos, he says, I have a good answer. What's his answer? A technical answer. He says, my answer is, the truth is that you could use this chalipin, a kli, but let's say you're only holding on to part of the kli. So it effectively means as if you cut the kli in two. So then it wouldn't be, it's a kli, dabar mesuyam, but you're really only holding on to part which is less than mesuyam. So then maybe it isn't chashuv. And if it's not chashuv, then if it's not chashuv because it's, you know, fictionally not whole, doesn't have integrity, right, that cuts into its functionality. So if there's some problem with the functionality and the integrity of the kli, maybe it'll still work for chalipin technically, but that wouldn't be a good way to be mekadesh anisha. He's just saying, Keman de kotzatz biyev. It's based on the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Dav Zayin, really. He quotes it from the Gemara in Adarim, but doesn't say that in the Darim. It says it really in Bava Metzia Dav Zayin. And Keman de kotzatz dami, even though it's not. He's holding a kli, but you know, the part that's in his hand is the part that the Gemara there in Dav Zayin part, you know, Ad Sheyodo Magas, the you know, Shnaim Oksim or Shnaim Adukim. Anyways, that's the Nesivus' suggestion. That he wants to find a Hechatimtzi, which in the case of Kiddushin Dav Gimel, you know, will be no good. But the Rashi was not talking about that. The Rashi was talking about using a kli, where you're holding the whole kli, and it has full integrity, full functionality, that would work. So the Ksos in the Meshovev Nesivos, the Ksos wrote a book called Meshovev Nesivos, right? Where he, not such a large work, but, you know, his response to the Nesivos's critique, right? Nesivos wrote his Sefer, and then the Ksos wrote Meshovev Nesivos. So he says, come on. It doesn't say in the Gemara in Kiddushin Dav Gimel that we're only talking about cases where, you know, he's not holding the whole thing in his hand. It's Keman de Katzatz Dami. That's a Doche Kechetimtzi. So he rejects it. However, in the Avnei Miluim, right, which he wrote later, there he has a suggestion. And the truth is, his suggestion is pretty good, very good. But it's better than that, because if you look at the Rashba here on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, it's really kind of Noveya from the Rashba. And it's along the lines of what you explaining, but let's say. So look back for a second on page 2. Starting from line number 37. Page 2, line 37?
Yes.
This is the Rashba. So the Rashba says, like everybody else, struggling to read this very difficult Gemara. That's why it took us a number of weeks. Bim Tomar, right? Mikol Mokom, my Kasha. Lefisha Chalipin Isnayu Bepakas Mishaber Pruta. What's the big deal that Chalipin Isnayu Bepakas Mishaber Pruta? Neima. The chalipin isnayu af beisha bechalipe shava pruta, uli olamika knias shava sada isnayu beisha. Right, zuena kasha. The kiven de ikar. Let's say that when he gives a pruta, it works. When you give less than a pruta, it won't work. Why the disqualification? Just because you can have less than a pruta, why should that disqualify the whole category? Right, zuena kusha, says the Rashba. The kiven de ikar chalipin afilu papas mishaber pruta isnayu. Since, now what he means by this is the following. He doesn't mean that most cases of chalipin are with an object less than a pruta. That's simply not the case. Most cases of chalipin are going to be with an object more than a pruta. What he means is conceptually, we don't care whether or not the object is worth a pruta or not. And therefore, ki avid lehu bikli shavamana lo yipa kocho mikoch kli she'ena shavapruta deshem chalipin chadhu. The Rajba says, what the Gemara is trying to say is that the category of chalipin, right, is such that characteristic of that, of the nature of that kinyan, is that there's no difference between a kli worth more or worth less. In other words, we don't look at kli less than a pruta as an aberration. Oh, that also works. A kind of bidyeved, or a kind of an exception that doesn't prove the rule. On the contrary, the fact that the outer limit of chalipin is that it could work without an object worth a pruta, that is characteristic of the way that chalipin really is. Let's continue. What does he mean? The bishlomo chalipin lo nitnu lechazara. This is the key line. If chalipin had been such that you could keep it, or that it's supposed to be kept, then arminan kiyoyv lapachos mishaver pruta lo mekanya nafsha. Avol kiyoyv lashaver pruta mekanya nafsha. Then we would have said, you know what? When you give somebody a chalipin, they keep it. Bidyeved, or in the outer limits, you can get away with less than a pruta, but that doesn't characterize what's happening here. It is a kind of a barter, it is a kind of exchange. The value or the keeping of the object, right, is part of the story here. And as such, you know what? If you're Mekadosh with less than a chalipin, less than a pruta, does it work? If you're Mekadosh with chalipin more than a pruta, it will work. That's what we would have said. However, says the Rajba, Vinami, or I ikar chalipin esnayu klal b'pachas mishav pruta. If there had not been, even if we had said, you know what, people don't keep, or maybe they're not allowed to keep the chalipin, but a chalipin must be with a pruta. Even then, arminan kivin dekanya chashuvahi mekanya banapsha. We would have said, since, right, the object is worth something, this is a fine way to Mekadosh an Isha. Avahashta de Kaimon de Chalipin, and here's an interesting language, Kni Almanas Lahaknosu, the Lav Didoninu, two very important phrases, Afilu Kiyoiv La Chalipin Shabamana, Maihavaha, Mikomokom Lav Begufan Hi Niknes, every word here is gold. Ela bidinan, vidinan afilu pachas mishaver pruta isa. The kivin shedin chalipin isa b'pachas mishaver pruta lochshiva la v'gnayhu la lahaknos atzma b'kniya prusa kazos sheikara b'pachas mishaver pruta. What's he saying? What he's saying, what the Rajba adds here is, if the Gemara on Gimel Amud Aleph had been the whole story, namely, that the only flaw in chalipin was the fact that isnayu b'pachas mipruta, in Ochanami that wouldn't have bothered us much. And maybe we would have said it wouldn't work for kiddushin, or maybe not, but in the end of the day, we wouldn't exclude it. We wouldn't exclude the value aspect and exchange aspect of it as a factor in the nature or character of this particular kinyan. But because there are two factors, one is based on the Gemara Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, Isnayu B'Pachas Mipruta. But the other one is based on the combination of the Gemara Dav Vav Amud Beis, which we've discussed, where the Gemara says, Matano Menas L'Hachsir does not work in Kiddushin, because Chalipin doesn't work in Kiddushin. And the Gemara Nedarim, Dav Mem Ches, which calls Chalipin, Kni, not even matana menas lahachzir, even less than matana menas lahachzir. Kni amenas lahachzir. What's the difference between matana? Matana menas lahachzir is at least your object temporarily. And when we get to Vav Mud Beis, we'll discuss the parameters of that. You have to give it back. But while it's in your reshus, it's somewhat, if not fully, yours. Kniya menas lahaknos is even less than that. Kniya menas lahaknos means I'm using this mechanism, I'm using this object as a mechanism. Kni, right? Take this object, amenas lahaknos, with the intention of passing it on somewhere else. So what the Rajpa says is, the combination of afshar bepachas mipruta and kni amenas lahaknos teaches you that chalipin is not a kesef idea at all. It's a din, not an exchange. That's what he keeps repeating this. Number one, it's kni amenasas v'lav didan ninu. You don't really own the chalipin, not even temporarily, right? Afilu ki yoiv la chalipin shava mana. Therefore, even if I give you an expensive chalipin, my havaho, who cares? That's a coincidence. Mikomakom lav begufan he nicknays. It's not the object, not as barter, not as money. Ela bidinan. It's a legal mechanism, maybe through das. Once you don't care about the object, then we don't care about shavapruta. The kivin shadin chalip and isa bepachas mipruta lo chashiva ugnayu lo lahakno saatma bekniya pchusa mikazos. In this sense, what is now getting back to your idea, which was you saying, yeah, the Gemara excludes less than a pruta, right, from Kiddushin, but in the case of Chalipin, but Lu Yitzuyer, the less than the Pruta was Betoras Kli, was Betoras Mamon, maybe that would be better. So I was saying, how can it be better? Seems like it should be worse, because at least Kli, less than a Pruta, really works in Chalipin. The answer is the Raj was explaining why it's worse. What he's saying is, it's not only less than a Pruta, it's less than a Pruta, and it's Kni Al Menas Lahaknos. Namely, there's no value or chashibus of holding on to this object at all. That's the reason why it's excluded. But when it comes to the sugya in Shavuos, where he's talking about being mekadesh, bekli, less than a pruta, betoras, kesef, that's our kniya menas lahaknos. So the Avnei Miluim says 70% of this. He doesn't say all of it. So that's the idea. So this question of Shavapruta having two dinim is a very important issue. And I just wanted to mention a couple things very quickly about that, and then we'll move on. Let's remember that that's how Tosis read the whole Gemara here. Tosis said that, like you asked me before, when the Gemara compares Kicha Kicha Miste Ephron, even with regard to Chalipin, there are two ways to read the Gemara. One is that the Gemara thinks that Kinyane Sadeh are a paradigm for Kinyane Isha. And that's how some Rishonim read the Gemara. But the Bali Tosis didn't like that, because they said, how come the Gemara never asked about Chazaka? How come the Gemara didn't learn Shtar from Sadeh? The Gemara never thought to compare Kinyane Sadeh, Kinyane Isha. The Gemara only thought that Chalipin is a form of Kesef. And that's the Havamina of the Gemara. What's wrong with Chalipin? It's a form of Kesef. So what's Gemara's answer? Chalipin is Snayu b'pachas mipruta. The Isha pachas mipruta lo mekanya. I'm sorry. Lo mekanya. That's the Girsa of Tosis. So look at the line in Tosis on Gimel Amud Aleph, where Tosis says very clearly here. L'chein nira l'rabbeinu tam Tosis on Gimel Amud Aleph. Go down five lines in the Tosis, in the middle of the line. In the middle of the fifth line down. L'chein nir l'arbeinu tam, de garsina b'pachas mishava pruta lo mekanya. De lo garas nafsha. De lo bikpeda talya milsa. It doesn't matter what she cares about, what she thinks. This is an objective halachic question. What is that objective halachic question? Elahainu taima mishum the Gomar Kicha Kicha Miste Ephron. Because we learn Kiddushe Kesef, Kicha Kicha Miste Ephron. Dixibbe Kesef. Ubepachos Mishavar Pruta Lo Mikri Kesef. That's the key line in Tosis. Less than a Pruta doesn't have a shame, Kesef. And that's exactly. They only thought that chalipin was a form of kesef. And their maskana is it can't be, because the very fact that it's isa bebruta, now they don't hold like the Rajba's safek, or the Ran's havamina. What's fascinating is that the way that Tosus read Rashi, on the other hand, which we spent a lot of time on, the way Tosus read Rashi was that when Rashi says gnai hula, what it means is not only, it's an explanation not only why Kiddushin, the Chalipin Lamala Mipruta doesn't work, but it's also an explanation why Kiddushin Lamata Mipruta doesn't work. Why is Kiddushin less than a Pruta invalid, according to Tosus' reading of Rashi? Because Gnai Hula. So Tosus says, just because of Gnai Hula, isn't it Lo Mikri Kasef? Right? So what comes out is the way Tosus read the Gemara themselves, as opposed to the way they read Rashi, two perspectives, whether or not Shavapruta is an amount, or Shavapruta is, in addition at least, the Rubicon of Shemamo. I'll give you another example. Zela. Right? So there are two Gemaras in Sanhedrin. We're not going to go into the details right now. You can look it up. Sanhedrin Nun Zion, Sanhedrin Nun Tes. Two Gemaras about Bnei Noach. Two different Gemaras make it clear, that a Ben Noach is Chayim Misa on Gezel Pachos Mipruta. Right? Gezel is one of the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. We say about the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach, Az Haraso Zuhi Misaso. Right? There are only seven, and they have to be scrupulous about them. And, according to both these two Gemaras, that's true, even less than a Pruta. So a Ben Noach's Gezel, full-fledged violation of Gezel, is triggered by stealing less than a Pruta. What about Yisrael who steals less than a Pruta? So one Gemara seems to imply that is Osir Minat Torah, even though it's not a Chiyub Gomor. And the other Gemara, it doesn't sound that way exactly. The Ramah, the Yad Ramah, Daf Nun Tes in Sanhedrin, says he thinks that there's Machlokas Amoraim, whether or not less than a Pruta is Osur in Geneva and Gezela, or Minat Torah, in other words, or only Midrabana. Okay. Most Rishonim are of the opinion, the Rambam is of the opinion, Rashi, others, today is in the Ramah, that everybody agrees that even though the full violation of Lo Signovu and Lo Sigzol requires a Pruta, that it's Asur Minat Torah to steal less than a Pruta. The question is, where did this Pruta idea come from and what is its significance in Gezel? Number one. Why is it that a Ben Noach is chayev for less than a Pruta if Yisrael is not? Right? And what is the significance if there is a Doraisa but isn't the full violation of the lav, like, what is that? So there are different views on that. I'm just streamlining it, just to make it very, short. So Rashi in different places, and also the Sefer HaChinuch in different places, when he wants to explain the difference between Jews and non-Jews, has two formulations. Sometimes he says, for a Jew, less than a pruta is not a shame mamon, like we've been saying. Namely that less than a pruta is not money. Aye, but if that's true, that puts the pressure on, how do you explain chatzishir? I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said the word chatzishir. How do you explain the isur daraisa, even if it isn't a full-fledged lav, right, if there is one? And how do you explain the chiyuv of Ben Noach, right? So on the chiyuv Ben Noach part, Rashi, the Chinuch, they have two deos, different deos. Sometimes they say, well, apparently the Shem Mamon for Ben Noach and for Yisrael, the Shiurim, are different. We find that other Shiurim may not apply to a Ben Noach either. That's interesting. The other way they say it is that Klal Yisrael are Rachmanim B'nei Rachmanim, and therefore they're Mocha less than a Pruta. But non-Jews are not Rachmanim B'nei Rachmanim, and therefore any small amount. So does that mean, according to that other view, that even less than a pruta really is shame mamon, just that Klal Yisrael are Mochel and Bnei Noach are not Mochel? Would be kind of aligned with the way Tosis read Rashi on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. Or, if you want to reconcile, is the idea that Rachmanim Bnei Rachmanim, as opposed to Bnei Noach, let's say, standing on ceremony for their rights, you know, even for anything, right? That translates into the minimum shiur of Keseth. In other words, maybe there's a two-step process. The reason that less than a pruta for Klal Yisrael is not considered mamon is because across the board, Klal Yisrael are meant to be and are Rachmanim Bnei Rachmanim. And less than a pruta, there's an implicit mechila. And it's batla daitam etzel kol adam. So instead of just being an implicit constant mechila, what it means is that defines the minimum of what constitutes kesef. Things that people are not makbid on and are always mochel on, that's not kesef. So the vatranut, if you want to call it, the empathy, the rachmanut part, ends up redefining the objective shiur mamon. And I think it's a very important principle, and I think that it is true for Rashi and for the Chinuch. Otherwise, our steer is in Rashi and the Chinuch. But either way, how would you explain, if you take the view that there really is a difference in Shei Mamon, so how would you explain? So again, if you take the view that both of these things are true, and that the Rachmanus versus Achzarius defines whether the minimum Shei Mamon is a Pruta or more, so that explains why Benoach is Chayev less than a Pruta. But if you think that objectively a Pruta is the Shear of Mamon, so, and less is not, then you really have a difficult problem in explaining Benoach and in explaining the Iser, right, for Yisrael. Oh. So some people explain that maybe that's exactly the point. Maybe in Gezel there really are two different issues. One is the idea of Kvishas Mamon, of the fact that you are suppressing somebody else's money, their value. I'm holding on to something which belongs to you. That's about the value. However, there's something else in Geneva and Gzela, and that is the Maisa Genevo Gzela, which is itself a dastardly act. It's a Maisa Vera. Typically, those two things are both required. You have to do a Maisa Vera on a Chepta Shel Shovi, but maybe that's exactly the difference between a Benoach and a Yisrael. For a Yisrael, Kvishas Mamon, the value part, is a factor. And for Benoach, the Maisa of Lekichas Davar She'ina Shalo, or Lekichas Davar Shel Chavero, is an independent Mechayev. So maybe that's the idea, and this is what some of the Rishonim seem to be saying. Some of the Rishonim say, well, after all, Azharaso, when it comes to Benoach, Zuhi, Misaso, A, they say three things. Azaraso Zui Misaso. Number two, there's a lot of indications that a Benoach is not Nitan when he steals Bashava. And number three, therefore, even less than a Pruta. What do those three things have to do with each other? The answer may be as follows. The idea is that for Yisrael, the Mamon aspect, the financial part of it, if it isn't the whole story, is at least part of the story, and it's a prerequisite in the story. For the same reason that there's no Malkus even in Gezel or Geneva, because it's Nitan Lahashava or Nitan L'Tashlumim, i.e., the financial aspect is the reason, right, that you need a Pruta. But for Benoach, you would say, well, I don't understand. These are these kulas or the chumras, right? There's no chiyav ashava. Well, what is it? Kamle bedrava mine? Because he's asarasa zui misasa. Therefore, there's no... It's not kamle bedrava mine. The point is that we look at Gezel, in the case of Benoach, not as a financial crime, but as a maisa, right? As a maisa vera. As a maisa hezek. For that very reason, there's no ashava. It's not a kula. It's noveah from the chumrah. But for that very same reason, there's also no shear of Shavapruta. So the lack of Shavapruta for Ben Noach is precisely because we're not interested in the value. So maybe that's also the idea. There are two ways to explain the Isser without the full lav for Yisrael. One is that it's a kind of a chatzi shear. That's why I say I misspoke. I should have not said it earlier. The Kesef Mishnah, in his Perish on the Rambam, suggests that maybe the Rambam thinks that there's an Isser min HaTorah to be goneh ber gozo less than a pruta, based on the idea of chatzi shear asur min HaTorah. The Chinuch earlier says this. And of course, that's a topic in its own right. We know of chatzi shear in the context of Machalos Asuros. The Milchas Chinuch likes to quote the tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi, who says that since the makar is Machalos Asuros, maybe it's limited to Machalos Asuros, right? We know that there's a whole discussion about this in Shabbos and other things. Anyway, the Chinuch and the Kesef Mishnah certainly think that even when it comes to less than a pruta, there's something called chatzi shear. Or maybe it has to do with chazil etztarufe, but there are two ways to understand chazil etztarufe. Yeah.
Wasn't the avera of Dora Mabel was chomos?
Yeah.
Wasn't chomos defined as less than a pruta? That was the ikar of that avera.
That's good. I mean, it's not good, but I mean, that works into what we're saying. Meaning, it wasn't the money. It's the disrespect for other people's ownership and the invasion of their rights, the attack on their rights, as it were. That's why you don't care about the proof. That's the point. What I'm saying is azaraso zui misaso, lack of hashava, lack of a pruta, are three expressions of the same idea, even though they may seem at odds with one another, if you're just looking in terms of kulas and chumras. But for Yisrael, the value aspect is a monetary crime. Not only a monetary crime, but the monetary aspect is part of it. And as such, pruta, hashava, these are going to play an important role. But maybe on the level of the Isser, either you could say chatzi shir, chazil itztarufe, especially if you understand the chazil itztarufe in a more technical, way, kind of like a siyad daraisa, namely, you do a less than a pruta, maybe you'll add a little more, you'll get to a pruta, right? So it's asur min HaTorah as a kind of a siyag d'oraisa. That's one explanation. But another explanation might be that on a pure maisa aveira level too, maybe not. That's not what triggers the chiyuv hashava or the psul edus, but on the level of isur, there's an isur of geneva too. The truth is that the Milchas Chinuch already makes a sa'ara that the Rambam seems to link two interesting cases to each other in Gneva. It's not for now, but just to mention quickly. One is Goneva Amanas Lemekat, right? I'll explain in just a second. And less than a pruta. And the Milchas Chinuch says, maybe there's a difference between Gzeila and Gneva in this regard. Goneva Amanas Lemekat is the Gemara's case in Bab Metzia, Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. Let's say you steal from somebody to annoy them. But you don't intend to keep the object, or you intend to pay. Or maybe you steal from them because you want to benefit them. Let's say they're too proud, they don't want to accept your tzedakah money. So you steal from them because, kind-hearted fellow that you are, right, this way you'll be chayv to pay them kefel and you can benefit them. I didn't make that up. Al-Manas l'shalim kefel. It's a case in Gemara Bava Metzias. Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara there says, why do you need a law for ribbis and Ona'a, and Geneva, and Gezela? There seems to be a lot of overlap between those four cases. I don't want to go into the details of the Gemara. Ribbis, Ona'a, right? Geneva, and Gezela. So the Gemara says, you know why you need a law for Geneva? Because of Gonef Amanas L'Mekad, Gonef Amanas L'Shalem Kefel, Gonef Amanas L'Shalem Dalad Behei. We wouldn't have thought that would be Geneva. So the Rambam, interestingly enough, seems to treat Gneva Manas Lemekat in a manner that is similar to the way he treats Gonev Pachos Mipruta. So maybe the idea is that the emphasis is on the Maisa Gneva, even when there's no real Hefs and Mamon. If I want to benefit you, I want to enrich you, I want to pay you double, I want to pay you, you know, quadruple, quintuple, you know, the amount. So, anyways, I just really was trying to show you that this question of the status of a pruta is less than a pruta zero, or less than a pruta's money, but it's nitan l'mechila, right? Or there's a combination of mechila in a certain society, right, and shame pruta. This is a debate that applies to Yisrael, Benoah, Kineva, Gazela. It comes up in numerous topics having to do with Shava Pruta. Yeah.
I'm just thinking on the Rabbanan level.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a concept in Birchas Hananim that you need a shear, right? Kazayas, whatever the case is.
Right.
But if it's a beria,
that's a very similar idea.
A beria
is similar to a kli, a kli shalem, 100%. It's a, again, they don't have to be the same, but there's a it's a parallel idea in the sense that it doesn't qualify quantitatively, but it has a certain chashivos, achshave cheftzas, is a certain davar chashiv, 100%. It's a very good
chashiv. Getting back to chalipin.
Yeah.
Every chalipin has to be a kli, it has to be a
kli mesuyam. Yeah.
Kli mesuyam. I looked up this one that she quoted that by Yozidlo Adoshim.
That he says it's chalipin.
So this one says that either it was kinyan chalipin, like you said,
right,
but it was affected either through the nazid or through the kli.
Yeah.
But he has both suggestions.
So that's a question whether peros nasa, whether food, that's a debate in the Gemara and Bava Metzia. In, you know, in Hazar.
Gonen of the Nasla Mekas, does that apply only where the Ganef has to make good with what? Or would it apply also to have a Shem Oni, you have to have less than 200 seller money.
Right.
And so I want to steal from you, so you should have a Shem Oni. Now here, I don't necessarily, I'm not the one that's given it to you necessarily. But
you're saying you're another nice guy, you want to knock him into poverty so he can collect the food stamps.
Not for me necessarily. That also is all nice.
Wow. Not that I'm aware of, but I think it's a great case. I don't see why not. Put him on the wards of the government. I like it. Yeah.
Is there any reason to say that a guy who steals less than a pruta from a Jew wouldn't be higher?
So this is the Gemara has this discussion. I have to look at the Gemara there in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, well, if Klal Yisrael are Rachmanim and they're Mochel, shouldn't they be Mochel when the non-Jew steals as well? So the Gemara says, yeah, but Mitzaare. That's the Gemara's answer. So the question is, what does that mean? So in light of what we're saying, and it sounds like that in Rashi and some of the other Rishonim in Sanhedrin, basically, the Gemara Nun Zayin and Aleph, what they seem to be saying is that for Yisrael, right, the focal point of the money is important. Right, but the mechayev for Benoach, the reason Benoach is chayev misa is because we don't just look at it as a narrow financial thing. We look at it as a ma'is avera. He is mitzare. So the fact that he's mochel the money, you know, is you know, this would be a great nafkamina between the two things that we were saying. He's achzari and is not mochel, but the Yisrael maybe is. But from an objective point of view, there's still the ma'is avera, which is, I think, what the Gemara means by Pitzari. Yeah. So that's part of that Shaka Pitaria.
There's an implicit Mechila, unless it's a Sheva Pruto.
Yeah.
So how could the Gemara say this is a situation of Mitzvah Satayinu by Shnei Machtim?
Well, again, so maybe there isn't in something that's, I mean, the Rajba would tell you, because Le'inyan Davarzeh, you know, this is the equivalent of a Pruta. Maybe not in the Shir or Shovi, but I'll tell you, it comes up in another example also, just to for you, because this is relevant, things that we're going to discuss in a couple of weeks, and that is the following. The Gemara says on Daf Ches Amud Aleph in Kiddushin that there's an institution called Lididi Shavali. The Gemara is a case of Pidgin Aben, right, where the coin for the Pidgin Aben said about a certain Sudar that even though on the market value it's not worth hay slime, Lididi Shavali. Okay, I attach higher value to that sudar. For me, it's worth 5 slime. So again, the Rishonim all point out, l'didi shavali doesn't mean he's mochel and he's willing to take less than five slotting. Because that it's not up to him. It's an objective requirement to give five slotting for pidgin a ben. It means, literally, and therefore it has to be some objective basis for it. It's not a game, in other words. It's not for him to say it, because he's not mochel, but for, he can have a more subjective, in other words, a perspective on what five slotting are. He can say, l'didi shavali, why am I telling you this? So the Ran and Avches, Omalef, says, mesupakani, right? Whether or not you could ever say l'didi shavali less than a pruta. If something is worth less than a pruta and you need to be a pruta, can you say l'didi shavali? Interesting, right? Like, what's a big deal? If I can say something that's worth four slime, l'didi shavali five slime, why can't I say something that's worth three quarters of a pruta, l'didi is worth a pruta? So once again, it sounds like the suffix of the Ran has to do with the Shemom. So what's fascinating is that there's another Ran. The Beit Shmuel already asked this question and gives the answer. We'll get to it later, but it's part of this bigger topic. So the Gemara says later on, in Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, I think we mentioned it, Kitchev Tamra, right? Afila Omed Kur Tzvarim, we did, because I wanted to illustrate something last time about Mekanya Nafsha. Afila Omed Kurt Marim Bedinar Chai Shinan Shamashav Pruta Mamada. Meaning, if you're Mekadish with a vegetable or a fruit or whatever it is, and it's worth less than a Pruta in the marketplace here, you can get two of them for a Pruta, right? But in Madai, in some other marketplace, it's worth a Pruta.
It might be
worth a Pruta. So the halacha is at chayshinan, whether it's chayshinan because it might be, and it would have been vada if it's vada, or it's chayshinan if it's vada, then we'll leave that before we get there. So that's a very strange halacha. All the Rishonim, I think I mentioned it last week, that the Tosis Ri, the Rosh quotes in the name of the Ri, that this is only Dindrabana. This idea, because it should depend on the local market. Ein lehektish ala makom afishaita. Right? If you donate something to Hekdesh, right? So its value is dependent on Mekomo Vishaito. But the market, you have to open up the Wall Street Journal, I guess, that morning and see what the value is, right? So what do you mean, who do we care about Madai and Chashinan and all that? So that's why the Bali Tos says the whole thing is Dindrabana. However, the Ran disagrees. The Ran on Yud Beis Amud Aleph says, no, this is a din d'oraisa. Hi, but it's what happened to Ein lehektish ala makom afishaito. Says the Ran, it's based on the principle of l'didi shavali. The guy says two things. Number one, it's sheva shava pruta mavadai, and l'didi shavali. It's shava pruta for me. So ask the Beis Shmuel and Avinu Azer. What? I mean, for the woman. She. So the Ran, so the Beit Shmuel asks, says, I don't get it. Isn't this the same Ran? That's a Ran on Daf Yud Beis. The one I'm talking about now is a Ran on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. That's where that Gemara appears. Isn't the same Ran on Daf Ches Amud Aleph who raised the Safek and said that maybe you can't L'didi Shavali to get you over a Pruta? From a Pruta to some other amount, you could say L'didi Shavali. Less than a Pruta to go over a Pruta, he's mistapek, maybe he can't do that. So how could you say that Chashinit Shemesh Rav Pruta B'madai is based on L'didi Shavali? Very good question. Says the Beis Shmuel, right? No, he says, that you're forgetting the fact, it's not only working midin L'didi Shavali, it's L'didi Shavali and what's going on in Madai. That's the difference. So what does he mean? I mean, Madai alone, I understand. L'didi Shavali alone, I understand. What's the combination? So the answer is, based on what we've been discussing, the Rajba, the Ran, all these things, right? What it means is as follows, for the Ran. What it means is, the fact, if it's Shavapruta and Madai, that probably means it has a Shem Kesef. But it doesn't have a Shir Shavapruta, because that depends on the local marketplace. But as long as it has a shame kesef, you can say l'didi shavali to bring up the amount. The whole point of the Ran Safek was, you can, when it comes to quantity, you can say, I have a personal perspective on this value. But you can't have a personal perspective to objectify something that isn't money and to make it into money. You can't render non-money into money. You can render less money into more money. That's what Lidi Shavali is. That's a suffix. But if it's Shavaprutta B'madai, so it has a Shem Kesef. The only problem is it doesn't have a Shir Shavaprutta here. Lidi Shavali. So this is a big, big issue. Okay, let's continue on to the next Gemara. What's that?
The Bnei Israel in the time of the Obos.
Yeah.
They
that's a big question. I don't want to get into that right now. That's a trap. You're setting me in a trap. Okay. Okay. You probably had to put on a bed or something that we wouldn't go further in the Gemara. So you're.
How does she move very deep?
Okay. Anyways, so then the Gemara says, let's go on Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Minyan of the Seifa Lemutemai. Minyan of the Seifa won't take as long as Minyan of the Reisha. So Minyan of the Seifa Lemutemai. The Mishnah says that that a woman is Kones Atzma, right? Beget to Bemisa Saba. So what does that come to exclude? So fascinating. The Gemara says Lemute Chalitza. Right? To teach you that Chalitza doesn't work alongside Misa Saba and Get to be Kones Atzma. That's pretty strange. We'll see in a moment. I'm not going to spend time on it, but just to mention it. Sokadai de Chamina, you would have thought. Tasty bekal v'chomer mi yivama. Ma yivama, she'eni yotze beget. She has zikas yibum. A get doesn't work. But yotze bechalitza. So zushi yotze beget. Ein adin she yotze bechalitza. Right? And eshesish, who can be extricated from her status with a get. Certainly, that would be true for chalitza, right? Kamash malan, that it's not so. And the Gemara says, ve'emal kanami, it sounds like a pretty good kavachomer. So the Gemara says, amar kra, sefer krisus, sefer karsa, ve'en davar acher karsa. So here, just to point out that this is a very interesting havamina. And it, you know, again, we're not going to learn yivamas now. We did do that like 4 or 5 years ago, I believe. But just to mention a few things that highlight that this isn't so obvious. Number one, there's a built-in problem, and this is what Tosis asks on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, or Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, sorry. I'll show you in a second. And that is, what do you mean? Ma yivama she'eni yotza beget yotza bechalitza zushi yotza beget enodin she yotza bechalitza? Meaning, the Kal V'Chomer is based on the assumption that it's more difficult to extricate yourself from Yibum than it is from Ishus. In other words, that Yibum is a stronger tie than Ishus is. Well, number one, instinctively, we don't think that that's true. And number two, we know that, you know, in terms of the consequences, it's not true. And Ishus Ish, who violates her status, is Chayiv Misa. A Shomeris Yavam, who violates her status, not Chayiv Misa. It's a severe Iser, but it's not Chayiv Misa. That's what Tosis asks on Yud Dalid Amud Aleph, when this Gemara appears again. And it's the second Tosis. Utei Isha Yotze B'Chalitza. Tosis Vim Tomar. Ikel Mifrach, you can ask, Mali Yivama Shekein Belav. V'lachem Dinu Shetetze Bekal. Tomer Be'eshesish, Shehiva Misa. That's exactly what they're asking. It's not a Kal B'chomer. There's an obvious Pircha. That is, it's easy. The status of Yibum is a less, right, demanding status than Eshesish. So how could you say this? And Tosa's answer is very fascinating. V'yeshomar Kivin Shematzinu Shechalitza Mafgas Isura. Ein lechalek bein chomer lekal. Well, then they go on to explain, you know, other presa. Doesn't matter whether it's chomer or kal, it's the fact that it's motzi. Now, you can discuss the relative strengths of different factors that are mafkia, right? A status, irrespective of the nature of the status itself? That's kind of what Tosas is forced into saying. But let me formulate the question a little bit differently. Not just in terms of Kal and Chomor, but in terms of the specifics of Chalitza. Just for a minute. We know that Chalitza is a little bit, at least according to some, complicated. Right? There's a debate in the Gemara whether Yibum is preferable to Chalitza. If you think that Chalitza is preferable to Yibum, or equal, then the comparison, you know, is strange to begin with. In other words, what makes it preferable is the unique situation of Yibum. The idea that because Chalitza works in Yibum, it's going to work for an Eish HaSish is strange. Even just look at the ceremony. You know, Beis Chalutz Hanal and the Rekika, you know, it's all about not discharging the responsibility, Lahakim, La'achiv, Shame, B'Yisrael. And that's the ceremony, the specifics of Chalitza, which is what makes it either a lechatchila or an equal or even a bidyabed, maybe what really makes it a bidyabed in a sense, is the very specific content of that ceremony vis-a-vis this particular obligation. The Gemara here is kind of ignoring all of that by saying, well, if Chalitza works for Yibum, let it work for Eish HaSish. Right? So just 2 points very quickly in that respect. So one of the more exotic Rishonim here, Shitil and Odalami, says, no, everybody got this Gemara completely wrong. The Gemara, not for all the reasons that I'm mentioning, but undoubtedly also for those reasons, the Gemara didn't mean, which is what everybody else thought it meant, that you should apply Chalitza to a regular Eish HaSish, Kal v'chomer from Yibum, right? That's not what the Gemara meant. What the Gemara meant was, you should apply Chalitza to a case of Yibum, a Yivama who's Misyavemes. That she's Omedes Yibum, the Yibum takes place, what happens then? Lahalacha. She's an Eish HaSish. How does she go out now? Only with a Getter Misa Sabal. Ah, that's what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara thought that she, as a Yavama, even though now she goes out beget, to Bemisa Sabal, maybe she should continue to go out with Chalitza? That's a fascinating thing. The Gemara is a limud in Yavamos that she, after Yibum, goes out beget. This is the question. After Yibum, there's something called a Chalos Ishus Shel Yibum? Or once there's Yibum, she becomes a regular Eish HaSish? The Ritva and Yavamos suggests that the dinim of Ona may be different for a regular Eish HaSish and a Yavama Shenisyavma. The dinim of Ksuva might be different. The Yerushalmi thinks that some other dinim may be different. This Havamina, as understood in this Gemara by Shitil and Ordalami, which is the Gemara never thought that a regular Eish HaSish would be Yotzeis B'Chalitza. Right? They only thought that Chalitza would continue to be a method for a Yavama even after Yibum, which would mean that there's a Chalos Ishus Shal Yibum. Anyways, the other possibility is that all these differences, the nature of Chalitza, mentioned the Svarno, right? I always like to quote the Svarno in both in Kitetze and in Vayishlach, when he talks about Yibum, has the idea, says very strongly that the Erusin of the dead, you know, original husband continues. So she's really an Eish HaSish. And the Yibum is just the Nesu'in. That, kind of plugging it in, you know, it's a regular case. I was an Ochiv Misa. So that goes back to something we said earlier in the year, which is the Marik's idea, which is that Umala Bo Moal. She didn't choose this husband. Right? The Yibum is Balkarcha, or the Yibum is, she's thrust into the Yibum. Or certainly before she's Misyavemes, what you could say is, she's a kind of an Eish HaSish without the Begida component. So you don't get the Chiv Misa, just like we were talking earlier in the year. The Asar Akula Alma Kehektish. Right? And the Asar Lanu Asarusas. So some of the Rishonim say, Because she's an Eishes Ish, even to the Arus. So how come she's not... if Arus Abal Arusasa is Asur, but no one thinks that it's the Chi of Misa? Because there's no betrayal. She's betraying him with him. Right? So I think it might be the same kind of an idea. Okay, let's take another few lines, just so we can start.
You refer to the exotic?
Shitalonodalami. Kedushin. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Bekesef. Let me just introduce this topic. The Gemara says, Minalan. How do we know Kedushe Kesef? You know, the Gemara earlier it said, Kicha Kicha Mestei Ephron. The Su, says the Gemara, moreover, Hoditznan. When you have a ketana or an ara, the father makes the decision, right, who she gets married to, that she gets married, and the method of getting married, right? So minalan de mekanya bekesef. How do you know that kesef works under those conditions? The kesef de avuahu, and that he, the father, lays claim to the kiddushe kesef. Kesef Kiddush. So the Gemara says, Amrav Yonam Arav Damakra. The Yatza Chinam Ein Kasef. This is said in the context of an Amma Ivriya. Right? She goes out, Besimanim, or after Sheishanim, whatever it is, she goes out, Ein Kesef, without any kind of compensation to the Adon. So we say, Ein Kesef L'Adon Zev, Yesh Kesef L'Adon Acher, Umanihu Av. She doesn't have to pay compensation to this Adon, namely to the person she was working for when she leaves. But the implication is, Avayesh Kesef L'Adon Acher, somebody else whose thumb she was on, whose sovereignty or jurisdiction she had to answer to, that person does receive Kesef. Who is that? The father. Says the Gemara, very fascinating, the Eima L'Dida, maybe even if he decides to marry her off when she's a ketana or whatever, maybe she should lay claim to the money. After all, it's the kesef kiddushin for her kiddushin. So the Gemara says, "Hachi hashta avia makabel kiddusheha d'ksiv espiti nasati l'isha zeh." Right? He's the one who decides that she's getting married, to whom she's getting married, how she's getting married. The ihi shakla kaspa, and she's going to pocket the kesef kiddushin. Inconceivable. So the Gemara says, "Ve'ema hanimiliktana, de'leis liyad l'kabel kiddushin." Maybe that makes sense if we're talking about a minor. She's a ketana, so then she's totally helpless, right? She doesn't have a yad l'kadish hatzma, and therefore the father makes the decision and he also gets the money. Aval nara de'is liyad l'kabel kiddushin, but a nara who, when she has a father, he has rights, but she is a gedola in terms of her capacity to be miskadeshes, all things being equal. If there was no father, she could be miskadeshes. Taktish I nafsha, the tishkol kaspa, let her be miskadeshes on her own, and let her get the money. Now, does this mean that when she's miskadeshes on her own, she should get the money? Or does it mean that she should always get the money even when he's mikadesher, since in theory, she has the capacity? We'll get back to that. In any case, the Gemara rejects it. Amar Kra bin Rebbe Savia. Kol Shvach Ne'urim La'avia. As long as she's a Nara, this is called Shvach Ne'urim, and the father gets it. The Ella, Hodam Rav Hunam Rav, Minayin Shemaisa Habas La'av. How do you know that the Maisa Yadayim of a daughter goes to the father? Shenemar V'chim Kar Isha Spito La'ama. Ma'ama, just like an Ama who has an Adon, Maisa Yadel Rabba. Says the Gemara, well, typically, if Binu Rabbe Sabia really teaches you that all her financial prerogatives go to the father, then why can't you learn Maisi Adayim from there? Ella must be, because Shvach Nurea Le'avia doesn't refer to anything. It refers very specifically to Bahafars Nadarim Hudiksib. It refers to her making a vow and the capacity of her father, right, to disrupt that vow. So Hakanami Bahafars Nadarim Hudiksib. How can that be a makar for Kiddushe Kesef? It's talking about Bahafars Nadarim. Let's learn Kiddushei Kasef from Afaras Nadarim. That we can't do either, because Mamona Mi'isura Loyalfinan. Right? That one is Isur and one is Mam. V'chitei Menelef Miknasa. What about the fact that he receives the monetary compensation of a Knas? Ones Mefata. Maybe that should be the source for Kiddushei Kasef. The Gemara says Mamona Miknasa Loyalfinan. That's also not a good source. V'chitei Menelef Mibosha Supagam. That in certain conditions, if she suffers boshas and pagam, we'll discuss that what that means next time, then he, the father, receives that. Let that be the source. The Gemara says, shiny boshas and pagam, davu ashayich begavayu. He has a special relationship there, because as Rashi, according to the Gemara, iboi mukila le menuval le mukashchini, can marry her to somebody who undermines her value. Elim estaber dechi kamemait yitzia dekevasei kamemait. Just like Ama Ivriya, V'yatzachina, Main Kasef, the money who goes to the person whose Rishus she is now exiting, so too, right, the money goes to the Rishus of the person whose Rishus she is now leaving, namely, in this case, her father. So the father gets the money. So the Gemara of Holodami Hayitziya LaHayitziya, when she leaves the Odon, she leaves him completely. When she leaves the father in the context of Erison, she still remains in his Rishus for other things, right? For Maaseh Dayim and for Yerusha and Tuma. So Gemara says, Hosam Nafkelam Rishus Adon Legamri, V'hocha Kati Mechasra Mesira Lechopa. So how can you compare these two? Answers the Gemara, Bafaris Nadarmiya Nafkelam Rishusay. Once, even when she's an Arusa, both father and husband combine in Afaras Nadarim, he is no longer solely in charge. Then the Gemara concludes, that she doesn't stay an Ama if she's either a Bogeres or a Nara. That's what we learned from V'yatzachinim, so it's, the Pasuk is used up. Amaravina im kei lemakra ein kesef without a yud, my ein kesef with a yud, ein kesef ladon zev, v'yesh kesef ladon acher, umaniu av. Okay, and then the Gemara says, my tadarshinan hachi, how do you know that you make drushas based on the presence of a yud? The Tanya, the Gemara says that, the Brisa says when it comes to a bas kohen who gets divorced from her husband, and the question is, can she eat truma once she returns to Beis Avia? So the Gemara says, Zera Einla, Einli Ela Zera, Zera Zara Minayim. Let's say she doesn't have children, but she has grandchildren. How do we know she still doesn't return to the status of being a Bas Kohen Lachilas Truma? Talmud Lomar, Zera Einla, Ayinla. Einli Ela Zera Kasher, Zera Pasel Minayim, even they're not Kasher. Talmud Lomar, Zera Einla, Ayinla. Vafikta Le Zera Zara, Zera Zara, Lo Itzrich, Kra Dibne Banim, Harein Kibbon. Okay. Then the Gemara says, okay, I'm going to stop here. The Gemara basically says, from the word Yud, from the extra word Yud, Darshan. So ultimately, the Mokar is V'yatzachina Main Kesef. Ein Kesef Ladon Zev, Yesh Kesef Ladon Acheret Minayin Up. What we want to do next time, remember next week we don't have a shir because I have a wedding. 2 weeks from now we continue. What I would like to do is discuss the idea of the relationship of the father and the daughter, both in Kiddushin, Kopa, Ama Ivriya, Maisi Adayim, and Knas. Is the father just a kind of a shliach for his daughter, or an apotropos for his daughter? Or is there more to it? Is he kind of the baldabar in all of this? And we'll see through here how Kiddushei Kesef emerges in a slightly different perspective.